Although archaeologists divide Great Basin and Southwestern and interior California desert cultures into various subdivisions, the basic tenor of arid land life remained much the same over many millennia. As I said, anchored to water supplies, with expeditions to outlying locations for nut harvests, for pinon nuts, for hunting bighorn sheep, and other seasonal needs. The population was never large, very, very small in many places, and it changed but little over thousands of years. When you come to the Pacific coast, you're dealing with a very different world, a much more temperate climate. Water is still short supply. The hinterland is still arid, but there is the richness of the maritime environment, particularly in areas like the Santa Barbara Channel of Southern California or the Pacific Northwest, where such phenomena as salmon runs or natural upwelling of colder water from the ocean floor provided an abundance of fish, where sea mammals could be found and shellfish could be taken. Now, the sea mammals and the shellfish have particular advantages. They are reliable, predictable foods. Contrary to popular belief, shellfish weren't a supplementary food. They were a major part of the diet, especially in the winter, because they could be taken by the hundred by rocky outcrops by the shore. And sea mammals come ashore to breed, and the young and the mothers can be clubbed in their rookeries with fair ease, and each one yielded not only a great deal of meat, but valuable byproducts like sealskin. Much of this exploitation of the maritime environment was done close inshore. But inevitably, by at least 9,000 years ago, and probably much earlier, some canoes, made of dugouts maybe some of them grass canoes, some of them even planked, ventured offshore to the Channel Islands of California, where mollusks, sea mammals, even dolphins could be taken in abundance. In later times, coastal hunter-gatherer cultures assumed considerable political and social elaboration, especially in food-rich areas like the Santa Barbara Channel with its rich fisheries, in the San Francisco Bay, where shellfish and fish abounded, especially in the last 2,000 years, and, of course, in the Pacific Northwest. Between 11,000 and 3,000 years ago, the hunter-gatherer peoples of North America, the ancient North Americans, developed increasingly sophisticated adaptations to all manner of challenging environments. This increase in sophistication was due in part to population increases, more sedentary living, and to more circumscribed hunting territories than in earlier times, where populations rose and people had a greater sense of territory. There was increased interaction. But at the same time, the ancient Native Americans developed increasingly complex ritual beliefs and ever richer spiritual beliefs and seasonal rituals, and began to build shrines, earthworks, and to paint representations of shamanistic visions on the walls of caves and natural outcrops. Here, as everywhere else in the ancient world, the living and spiritual worlds passed imperceptibly the one into the other, bridged by priests and shamans who were able to pass effortlessly into the supernatural realm. A profound spirituality and a complex ritual life marked every Native American society from very early times, a spiritual complexity that seems perhaps to have intensified dramatically in later times and become an integral part of the elaborate chiefdoms and farming societies which flourished in late prehistoric times.